This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
The false teachers there in the city of Colossae claimed that God was, well, remote, far away, and that he could be approached only through various levels of angels. They taught that people had to worship angels in order to eventually being able to reach then God. Now, you got to know that this is unscriptural. The Bible teaches that angels are inferior to God, and it actually forbids the worship of them. Check out Exodus 20, verse 3 and 4, Revelation 22, 8 and 9. Now, these false teachers, however, they were proud of their angle. They were proud of their humility. And it was a false humility, and they wore it because it brought attention to them and praise to them rather than attention and praise to God. Look, true humility is viewing ourselves as we really are from God's perspective and acting accordingly. People you see today, they practice false humility. They talk themselves down so that others will think they are so very spiritual. False humility indeed is self-centered. True humility is God-centered. Let's take a look at what Paul has to say about it. Verse 18, chapter 2 of the book of Colossians, writing to these believers in Colossae, Paul says, "Don't let anyone declare you lost when you refuse to worship angels as they say you must. They have seen a vision, they say, and they know you should. These proud men, though they claim to be so humble, have a very clever imagination." Now, the King James uses the term prize. "Let no one rob you of your prize." What prize? Well, the prize of joy and abundant life. And then they go on to speak of this humility, and again they speak of it in the terms of it being a false humility, one that's not really through the power of God. It's not through the realization of ourselves in light of his glory. Because you can swing one way or another on this in extreme ways. I can be so arrogant, have no humility, or I can be so humble and kind of play that angle too to get some attention upon myself. I think we can tend to have a mindset of, no, I'm way too small and humble to have a relationship with God. I guess I need a mediator. Yeah, maybe an angel or maybe a saint or, hey, maybe Mother Mary, whatever. Now, the actual Greek here means messenger of God, and I guess that comes in various forms. But he talks here about the worship of angels. The worship of angels is a false doctrine that ironically existed all the way back to Colossae and Paul's day in which he wrote this letter, but it exists even today, and actually there's been kind of a resurgence of this practice over the past few years. Look, angels, they're not mediators, gang. According to Scripture, they are rather ministers. They are to minister to us, but they're not in any way a mediator. Look, the Bible tells us there's only one mediator between God and man, and that's Jesus Christ. Now, we speak of things here in this verse about things that we haven't seen. That's another element that fuels our pride and fuels our self. Verse 19 of our text going on says, "But they are not connected to Christ, these proud men. They are not connected to Christ, the head of which all of us who are his body are joined. For we've been joined together by his strong sinews, and we grow only as we get our nourishment and our strength from God." Verse 20, "Since you died, as it were, with Christ, and this has set you free from following the world's ideas of how to be saved by doing good and obeying various rules, why do you keep right on following them anyway, still bound by such rules?" So, what's the root of all this antagonism? Those that were, and frankly, yet are still, laying this trip on believers, they were making one fatal mistake. They were trying to be something on their own. They were trying to be something under their own steam, under their own credit. They were not holding firmly to the head, as verse 19 says. And Paul, well, he's already told us that the head is Jesus Christ. Look, this is the key to our part in all this, if you're looking for that. What are we to do? Hold on to the head. And by doing so, we increase with the increase of God. Now, death, we know, always means separation. And of course, you know, in the natural state of things, death is final. No one comes back from that. True salvation, genuine redemption, has therefore separated us from that worldly system and from man's system. Man has invented all sorts of new ways to be right with God. The list is long. Legalism, denominationalism, religious ritual, etc., etc. You need to ask, am I dead with Christ to those principles of this world?